Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
Κάθε 4 χρόνια, οι άνθρωποι σε όλο τον κόσμο έχουν την ευκαιρία να παρακολουθήσουν τους κορυφαίους αθλητές και αθλήτριες που διαγωνίζονται σε αθλήματα που συνήθως δεν ακολουθούν. Για το κοινό, το να ρίχνει μια σπάνια ματιά στις κορυφαίες αθλήτριες της συγχρονισμένης κολύμβησης ή τις αθλήτριες που αγωνίζονται στο μοντέρνο πένταθλο είναι διασκεδαστικό. Αλλά και για αυτούς, τους αθλητές και αθλήτριες, είναι μια σπάνια ευκαιρία προβολής στην παγκόσμια σκηνή. Ο ακαδημαϊκός συνεργάτης του Πανεπιστημίου της Μελβούνης, Courtney Walton, ανέφερε ότι αυτό συνεπάγεται πίεση.
There's obviously going to be a lot of excitement, but there's also going to be a lot of understandable and normal anxiety around how they're going to perform, some of the expectations on them, whether that's from family and friends, their sporting bodies, media, and then of course from themselves.
Πώς αντιμετωπίζουν λοιπόν οι αθλητές αυτή την πίεση? Ο καθηγητής αθλητισμού και επιστήμης στο Πανεπιστήμιο της Καμπέρα, Richard Keegan, είπε ότι η αντίδραση στο στρες μπορεί να ξεκινήσει καθώς οι αθλητές ετοιμάζονται να αγωνιστούν.
We're pretty much starting with the basic stress response. Can I cope with what's being put in front of me? And if I can't, is that bad? And so those two stages we tend to go through and make an appraisal. If you've made that appraisal that you might not be able to cope, and that's quite scary, then you're going to dump out basically a bunch of cortisol, adrenaline, and the kind of hormones that will give you a boost of energy in that moment. You're activating kind of fight or flight networks.
Αυτές οι ορμόνες μπορούν να προκαλέσουν σωματικές αλλαγές.
One of the things which I think really influences athletes is that you get muscle tension that wasn't there before because we're kind of primed and ready for something important, but we haven't normally trained and competed with that level of muscle tension.
Ο καθηγητής Keegan είπε ότι μπορεί να ενεργοποιηθεί και ένα διαφορετικό τμήμα του εγκεφάλου.
When we perceive a big problem, we tend to fire up a big problem-solving brain, the frontal cortex of our brain, which is terrible at controlling our body. Most of the sort of procedural memory is actually buried deep down in the sort of cerebellum and other movement areas, and we don't want to be sort of writing new code for that or stepping in and taking control of that. We want to let those things happen.
Για να αποφύγετε εξ αρχής αυτή την αντίδραση στρες, ο Dr. Keegan επισημαίνει ότι η προετοιμασία είναι το κλειδί.
Athletes tend to go into that moment feeling happier and less stressed and less likely to clam up if they've actually played through what happens next, you know, in different scenarios. What happens next if I win? Because that can come with a whole bunch of trappings and obligations. What happens next if it doesn't go that well?
Οι περισσότεροι αθλητές και αθλήτριες που αγωνίζονται σε Ολυμπιακούς αγώνες δεν θα φτάσουν ποτέ στο βάθρο. Και για όσους δεν τα καταφέρουν, αυτό μπορεί να έχει τραυματικές συνέπειες.
Olympians who had something to turn to after the Olympics fared much better. So whether that was study, next tournament, planned holiday, they were all kind of processed in similar ways and that having something to turn towards was really helpful.
Και αυτός ο μελλοντικός σχεδιασμός δεν μειώνει απαραίτητα την απόδοση.
There's always been such a focus that sport is for an athlete. Absolutely everything. And I think we're getting better now at understanding that sport is a short-term career. And so we're getting much better at investing in things like education while people are an athlete or learning a trade or developing a business. We're getting more understanding. That doesn't take away from performance or motivation or desire. It's just balancing it in a more helpful way.
Ο καθηγητής Keegan ολοκληρώνει λέγοντας ότι η πίεση είναι μέρος της Ολυμπιακής εμπειρίας.
When you put people in that setting, an awful lot comes with that now. You get all the eyes, the coverage, the discussion afterwards, social media. You're kind of often looking at people who have been the best in the world at what they do, and suddenly you're up against them. All of that becomes part of the problem you're trying to solve, and it's quite a unique, interesting problem. But in some ways, you know, who is just the best in completely sterile, cold conditions is not at all what the Olympics and things is about.
Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε, ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.